Big piles of melted rubber and steel remain on the ground at the Watertown site. The EPA and private contractors are working to prevent the water used on the fire from getting into the nearby Rock River. DNR official Joe Bruska says the water will be treated because the chemical to oxygen ratio is too high.
In those particular situations, that can cause a fish kill or cause organisms in the aquatic zone to die because of lack of oxygen. So we want to get that oxygen level up, and EPA has the ability to do that with their treatment facility that they have on site.
Bruska says discussions are underway about the best thing to do with the mess of melted tires. He says sending the material to a landfill is a possibility, and the DNR hopes to have the tire dump owner foot the bill. Also looking to send a bill to the responsible party, maybe the EPA and local fire departments that worked on the blaze. Jennifer Warmke is Deputy Director of Emergency Management for Dodge County. She says 106 fire departments from 11 counties responded, causing a sizable drain on local services.
You have your equipment and your manpower, and you have the fatigue issues, running shifts, just kind of keeping a continual stream going.
Meanwhile, the DNR says the tires that used to be taken to Watertown may be headed for another tire recycling facility near Auburndale in central Wisconsin. The department expects more discussions on how to prevent fires at other tire recycling sites. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.